Oat milk, almond milk, soy milk, rice milk, the choices are endless. Just make sure you don't choose whole milk. In the past few years, the number of Americans eating vegan has increased substantially. In 2021, Google searches for vegan food near me increased by 5,000%. Food providers have responded to this change in demand, which is largely coming from young people. According to a 2018 Gallup poll, 15% of adults ages 18 to 49 are vegan, compared to just 5% of adults 50 and above. As many Northwestern students have noticed, one such food provider is college dining halls. Students have mixed reviews of the dining halls in general, and vegan students are no exception. I sat down with a few students for the inside scoop on the experience of eating vegan while on a Northwestern meal plan.
When and why did you become vegan?
First, I start out as like a sustainability concern, so I just like cut meat, like beef basically, and because that's like where the methane came from. And after like reading a book, I know like there's an overfishing problem. It took me 5 years to entirely became vegan.
I've been vegetarian since late 2019, but I didn't really start being like strictly vegan until last summer. But I'm like lactose intolerant, so I didn't have any dairy, so I was already like mostly there, to be honest. I think mainly it started with a better awareness of what I was eating and where it came from.
You know, there was this one morning when I was doing research on it, and I was actually eating a ham and cheese sandwich while doing the research. And I came across a statistic that said that every kilogram of beef is the equivalent of 50 showers in terms of the water footprint. And I decided like right then and there that, you know, it was just ridiculous. And then from that lunch onwards, I never ate meat again.
That was Andrew Chin, Elise Angel, and Kate Lee. They are a first, second, and third year respectively, and they all became either vegetarian or vegan before starting the Northwestern meal plan. The three students, all of whom eventually became fully vegan, did so for slightly different reasons, but they all have one goal in common: to create a more sustainable world. They faced some challenges reaching this goal while on campus, though.
How hard or easy have you found it being able to find options in the dining halls for meals?
It's okay, but they could definitely do better by like getting like more diversity.
I don't really enjoy the dining options that they serve, so oftentimes I'll just like take the raw like salad bar ingredients and then I'll go back and like cook my own food in my dorm.
I definitely do feel that, you know, it could be fairer if, like, you know, say vegans get to pay less for the meal plan. But overall, I haven't had too much of an issue finding food or even like finding healthy food that meets my dietary requirements.
Andrew, Elise, and Kate voiced frustration that the limited options in the dining halls de-incentivize students to become vegan.
Yeah, I have friends who like really want to go vegan, but like they don't feel like the dining hall can provide them with enough protein.
One suggestion Andrew offered was having the dining hall provide vegan versions of their junk food, like pizza, because students often turn to that food when the rest of the options in the dining hall are lacking. Andrew and Elise also said that because of the lack of options, they often find themselves tempted to buy food off campus. Elise gets around this by cooking food in her own dorm, but students without that option may be further de-incentivized to go vegan because of the financial burden it can present. Some vegan students at Northwestern have found community through their common goals and struggles. Andrew, Elise, and Kate are all in the NU Vegans group chat. In the chat, which was started last year by a current sophomore, students recommend and offer warnings about vegan food in the dining halls, plan outings to vegan restaurants, and more.
It's just been nice to be able to talk with other people who do share a similar value as you. I think whether that value is, you know, environmental care or ethics when it comes to like animal rights, or whether that is another value, I think having a community of people who think alike, at least in one manner, is very comforting, and it feels like you're not alone.
It has meant that I have more room to be excited over vegan food, whereas without the group chat, I would very much just be like, oh yeah, I'll, you know, eat whatever, it's just food, you know, I eat to live. But with the group chat, I sort of have a more live to eat mentality where I'm like, oh my god, I want to try this so I can, you know, text a group and tell them how it is.
A lot of vegan students at Northwestern have created a network to support one another, but what about the university?
Student organizations have been quite active in promoting sustainability on campus. ASG recently passed a bill committing to default veg, meaning that from now on, the food at ASG-hosted events, barring pizza, will be 70% plant-based. In partnership with the Environmental Policy and Culture Department, students hosted an all-night event for Earth Day during which they learned about climate change and brainstormed solutions to which they could contribute. Administration-sponsored groups, like SustainNU, also lead sustainability initiatives.
I remember she sent me, like, the energy reports, and Northwestern is also a pretty, like, energy-friendly building. I think learning about the policies, I was pretty, like, satisfied. Obviously, I don't think Northwestern is doing the most, but I do think they're doing a better job than I really expected. You see it with, like, the reusable containers in, like, the dining halls and measures around, like, Ryan Field and sustainability, and they're also thinking about implementing, like, a sustainability distribution requirement in Weinberg, which I also think would be really, really cool and valuable to have.
Overall, Andrew, Elise, and Kate seemed cautiously optimistic about the future of vegans on Northwestern's campus. Elise and Kate both mentioned that this year's vegan dining options are significantly better than last year's, so we may be able to expect that trend to continue. For any students looking to shift to a more plant-based diet, I collected my interviewees' go-to vegan meal in Evanston.
Elephant and Vine is definitely a good place. It just had like really good wraps and burgers.
I do really enjoy Soban. I really like, not everything there is vegan, obviously, but I really like the sundubu, which is like the spicy tofu soup. And they have a lot of like really good vegan options.
For WNUR News, I'm Pass Bomb.